for entertaining, irreverent, and cool talk is right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Vivaciously with Nikisha Michelle, only on LA Talk Radio.
Don't you just love my little theme music? It just gets me so mellow and just feeling really, really nice to talk to you guys. Well, good evening, and thank you for tuning in to another live broadcast of Living Vivaciously Talk Show. And I'm your vivacious host, Nikisha Michelle. And you are tuned in to LA Talk Radio, the internet radio station that's putting it down. So thank you once again for tuning in, and we are going to have another fabulous show today. We have a feng shui expert, Heather Meltzer, who will be in the house to talk to us today later on. But first, let me remind you, you can call in with your comments or questions at 323-203-0815. Again, that number, in case you're trying to grab a pen, call in. Let me hear your voice. I love questions. I love comments. You know, I love the ones that you always send me emails after the show. But let me hear your voice. Call in. I promise we'll acknowledge your call. It's that number again is 323-203-0815. And you again are listening to Living Vivaciously. And this is the talk show where we are teaching how to persevere past struggle and increase our success. Yes, that's right. We're talking about increased success because we're already successful. But we're just talking about going higher and higher into new levels. So if you're tuned in, this is what you want. Yes, let's take the call. I heard we already have a caller. Caller, this is you're live on Living Vivaciously. This is Nikisha. How can I help you? Caller?
We're supposed to be
tuning in to the feng shui.
To the feng shui session with Heather Meltzer?
Yes, it is. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Beautiful. Well, we have not started talking about that yet, but if you call us back when we start talking about it, I'm sure she can answer your questions and all your comments that you have. And what's your name?
What time will she be on?
She'll be on just probably about another 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. We'll call back. Thank you.
All righty. Beautiful. Okay. We got some excited feng shui people out there getting ready, excited about what we're getting ready to talk about in a little bit. But today, I want to acknowledge it is September 11th, and I want to acknowledge two things. The first is my little princess, Islamiyat, and some of you have heard me call her Islam for short. She turned 3 years old today, so I just finished a birthday party at her school with about a room full of three-year-olds jumping all around, screaming, and they were so cute. They were talking about partying. Let's party. It's Islam's birthday. And so after they sang happy birthday and ate the cake and ice cream, they said, where's the music? So, oh my goodness, they turned on the hokey pokey and the wheels on the bus go round and round. They all got in the center of the floor, and I tell you, they partied. So it was nothing like a three-year-old party on today, so I am just worn out. But it was a great day, and Islam is out with her father now doing more shopping and, you know, all the things that you get to do when you're a pretty princess and you're turning 3. So I wanted to acknowledge my little baby's birthday, as well as I want to acknowledge the friends and the families of those who were lost on the 911 attack. America loves you. I love you, and you are continuously in our prayers, and we will not forget you. So, last week's show, we talked with Henry Gray and Vernon Turner about why am I not married yet, and boy, was that a hot show. And it was so good, and I received so many emails that we have agreed that they will come back on the first Thursday of October, along with, another LA talk radio host, Dr. Michelle, the psychologist. She will be in the house with us on that Thursday, and we're going to talk about it again. We're going to talk about it from her perspective. We're going to talk about it from my perspective. And then again, we're going to bring on Henry and Vernon, and we're going to talk about it from their perspective. And then we want to know from you. So make sure you go out to my blog. You can get to my blog through my website, which is www.spajamaworks.com. And that's SPAJAMAWORKS.com. And I guarantee you that show on the first Thursday of October is going to be juicy. Oh, yes, it will. And next week, we have another intriguing guest, Mr. Egan Sanders. And he's going to talk to us about the magic box. He wrote a book about the magic box. And I know you want to know, what is the magic box about? Well, you have to tune in next week to find out. But he's definitely an intuitive counselor, and he's going to help us learn how to manifest our inner desires. So the magic box, the author of the magic box, will be with us next week. And once again, to call in, you know you can call in at 323-203-0815. And Sam, if you can go ahead and get Heather on the line as we go ahead and finish up our announcements here. I feel like I'm in church doing the morning announcements. Well, before we bring our guests, and Sam is going ahead and calling Heather, before we talk to Heather, I want us to remind of our quote of the month. Our quote of the month is, what you are seeking is also seeking you. Again, say it with me. What you are seeking is also seeking you. Well, now that we know what we're seeking, it's also seeking us. We are about to find out what our homes say about us personally. So I'm going to say you, because, you know, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about you. What does your home say about you? And I want to welcome to the show for the first time Miss Heather Meltzer, a certified. Hey, Heather. Heather Meltzer, certified feng shui consultant representing Los Angeles, California. Welcome, Miss Heather, to Living Vivaciously. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Woo, I'm vivacious. I don't know if you heard, but I just got through with a 3-year-old birthday party today at the school, and we were boogieing down to the wheels on the bus go round and round. So I am vivacious right now.
How wonderful. That's congratulations. 3 years old.
3 years old. A big 3 years old. But Heather, I want to thank you for being part of the show today and stretching our minds and our spirits. And feng shui, Heather. Now, you're talking to some urban folks here. You know, what is feng shui? What is that, first of all? Is it a religion, or what is this? Talk to us, Heather.
Okay, well, no, it's not a religion, but let me say first of all that feng shui is really about setting up your home, your office, your physical environment to bring about more harmony and success in your life. okay, and literally translated, it does come from ancient China. It's over like 3,000-4,000 years old. And literally translated, it means wind and water. And if you think about those two things on just a very practical level, you know, what is wind? It's air. That's, you know, breath. You know, it's kind of like our life force. We need that to live. And the same thing with water. You know, we are more than 80% water in our bodies. You know, we can go without food for a few days, but we cannot go without water. You know, the two basic things that really nourish us. And it has to do with what they call chi or energy and how that kind of flows through our space, you know, that kind of wind and water and how it's flowing. You know, think of the ocean waves going back and forth. But really, in a practical sense, we all kind of know this. You know, it sounds a little bit out there for some people, but you know, when you walk into somebody's house and you get a good vibe or a not so good vibe, you know, you kind of have that intuitively already built in. And it really isn't a religion. You know, of course, you know, when it started, obviously, you know, the ancient Chinese masters of way long ago were of a certain religion, like a Taoist religion, but it really doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to practice any other type of beliefs or anything like that. Anyone can use feng shui, really. And it just doesn't matter because it's just a set of universal principles that anyone can apply into their space. It's kind of like, you know, if you think about it, do we really care nowadays, like, what religion Thomas Edison was? No, of course not. All we want to know is we walk into the room, we flip the little switch, and the light goes on. You know? That's all we really need to know.
That's good. Well, let me ask you a question. Tell us a little bit about your background. I'm sorry. Tell us a little bit about your background. I know you have a BA and an MFA degree. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your background, because what I'm curious to know is, how did feng shui capture your heart? How did you get in that that field? How did you do that from where you came from? Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, I'm born and raised in New Jersey, and I went to school there, and I got a BA in communications, and I then kind of moved on to New York City, and I did some graphic design work in kind of like publishing and marketing arenas. I was a desktop artist for many years. After that, I went to Miami and got my MFA in motion picture production at the University of Miami. And so I've always been, throughout my life, a very visual person. And I then moved out to Los Angeles right after graduation, and I did film for a little bit. And really, when I got to L.A. is when I first started learning about feng shui. And all along, the first year or so that I was out here, it was really bubbling under the surface. And I was reading about it and taking in just, you know, a light lecture here and there and kind of starting to help my friends with their homes. And I remember my one friend, Dawn, said at one point, you know, you should think about doing this on the side or something someday. Because, you know, she was starting to see some results by some of the changes that we made in her home. And so one thing led to another, and it just kind of fell into place. And what I found when I started really studying it more formally is that I've been doing this my whole life as a child growing up. I just didn't know what it was called.
Oh.
You know, as a little girl, I mean, sure, most people, you know, kids rearrange their room, but I did it all the time. I mean, like, every 6 months, I was rearranging my room. You know, I was always trying to, you know, convince my parents to rearrange the living room. You know, I was always, and fortunately, they indulged me a lot of the time, and I was, like, schlepping the, you know, sofa back and forth, you know, forever. And, you know, but what's interesting about that is, now that I kind of know some of the principles, I kind of understand what I was doing back then, you know.
Okay.
So that's, and then here I am 7 years later, you know, this month, really, 7 years ago is when I went for training. And I've just been kind of working professionally, doing this, helping people really bring about more peace and harmony in their lives and to their homes.
Right, because your business is called Harmony in Motion. I like that. How did you pick that name?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I first started, I thought, oh, you know, I'm just me, Heather Melser. You know, that's my name. That's what I do. I don't need a business name. But then at a certain point, it came to me that I needed a business name. And I knew it had to do with something harmony. And then I was kind of trying to envision what would you know, flow with that. And really, I actually sat down and read the thesaurus and was looking at all these different words that were kind of synonyms for harmony, and it just kind of evolved to harmony and motion. One, because my initials are H-I-M, and so it kind of had like a certain ring to it. but also because that's what feng shui is. Our lives are always moving, so it's really about trying to bring harmony into our lives while we're in motion. Because, you know, I mean, how fast is life these days? I mean, we're going at like warp speed. And there's, like, no sense of slowing down.
Right. Getting faster and faster every day. That is so beautiful. That is so awesome. I love how everything just connects perfectly. It was almost like, yes, you were born to do this. You just had to find your destiny out of going, just like me going to school and having all the degrees and all those different, you know, things. And then, bam, finding something that's just so perfect and it flows and it's always to empower other people. I just absolutely love that, Miss Heather.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we kind of talked about through the announcement, the e-card and everything. You know, what does your home say about you? Heather, is it true that our homes can really say a lot about us in terms of our personalities or in terms of how things are working in our lives? Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, just think about it in terms of, let's take even just a smaller application of it. Think about your closet, you know, a closet. And think about how, like, organized a closet is or packed full a closet is, you know. Mm-hmm. And imagine trying to find something in that closet. You can either go to the closet, everything's organized, and you pull that thing right out. It's easy. It's effortless. Or if it's a mess, you're going to be like, okay, I know it's in there, and I have to kind of find it, and you have to dig through things, and it takes a lot longer to get what you need. You know, so when you walk into your home, you know, you can kind of, you either have like a good feeling or you have a not so great feeling, and, you know, it just, think about how it would feel. Imagine if you like closed your eyes and opened your front door and a big gush of water came flowing in. You know, how would that water flow? Would it be easy? Or, you know, do you have to, like, trip over a bunch of things to kind of get through? You know, because when we're doing that in our lives, you know, it creates more challenge for us. Essentially, incorporating good feng shui principles into your home will help us swim downstream with the current in our lives as opposed to constantly swimming upstream against the current. Okay.
Wow.
And in terms of, like, you know, our personalities and stuff like that, I mean, just think about even the way people dress. You know, like, you could be having like a very bold day and dress in very bold colors, or kind of like a very kind of blah day and dressed in like kind of pale colors. But your home, I mean, that's more grounded. You don't change that every day, right? Like, you can just change your clothing every day. So
right.
It kind of builds up after a while. Into, you know, a reflection of ourselves. Is the decor, you know, kind of uplifting? Is it a lighthouse or is it very dark inside? You know, these are all the different things that we look at in feng shui to kind of determine what's it saying about you.
Wow. So I was looking through some books and stuff like that, and it looks like, from what I see, everything is real neat and pretty and colorful. This, you know, you hit on colors. Is there colors and that represent certain things in feng shui, or how does that work? Because everything looks so neat and pretty. I call them model home looks.
Right. There's a couple of good questions in that question. You know, in looking at the books, and everything looks neat and pretty and stuff like that. And yes, you know, to a certain extent, you want to create a little of that in your life. But, you know, when you have too much of a model home look, you know, think about when we go visit model homes. You know, it's nice and it feels good, but you wouldn't feel comfortable to just, you know, kick back on the sofa and put your feet up on the coffee table. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
you would stay in a more formal state, and it's not
yes.
going to be relaxed. So when I work with people, like as a consultant, I go into people's homes, and I try to work with them to find, like, that practical balance, you know, in between, like, that model home look so that everything's flowing neatly, as well as functioning with how you actually live and use your space. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, I don't know if, I mean, I've been noticing more and more these days, you know, you go into model homes, and like the first thing I notice is when you walk in the front door, a lot of times, there's like no table or any place to like put your keys down on, or the mail, or anything like that. You know, there's like a practical flow that we always want to be looking at. And colors do actually play a part in feng shui. And we'll get into this, I think, a little bit later, but there is something which we call a bagua map, which is the way something that we use in feng shui to lay over the floor plan of our home to kind of determine where different areas are within our home, because our homes are a mere reflection of who we are and what's going on in our lives, and there are certain tools that we use in feng shui to kind of narrow that down. So we can tell there's a certain area that has to do with relationships. There's a certain area that has to do with business and career. There's a certain area that has to do with wealth and finances. There's a certain area that has to do with respect and recognition, with family, with creativity, with you know, people that assist us, with you know, knowing our purpose and our path and our destiny. And each one of those areas does have a certain color that's symbolic of that area. So, for example, the wealth area has to do with the color purple. So if you were to map out your home and find where that wealth area is, you would want to add a little purple there. Now, you wouldn't necessarily want to paint the whole room purple unless, you know, that happened to be a room that and you like that color. Then, you know, hey, go for it. But so you can utilize colors to make enhancements in certain areas of your life in that way. You know, and sometimes, you know, when we have, you know, a room that's totally monochromatic, you know, there's usually something that's off balance. Because if you think of, and I know we've all kind of seen that little yin-yang symbol, you know, the half black circle and the half white circle, you know, that's a big part of feng shui too in terms of finding the balance between like dark and light, you know, hot and cold, you know, straight lines, you know, rounded lines. So, for example, and if you
Heather, let me bring you back just one second. What does that word mean, monochromatic? What does that mean?
Well, that means, like, if you had, like, all one color. Like, you know, some people will do, like, an all-white room. You know, like, white carpeting and white sofa, and there's white artwork, and there's, you know, it's all, you know, creams and off-whites. You know, very, you know, kind of, like, one theme in color.
Okay. I'm with you now. I was lost. You know, when you don't know a word, you kind of like, okay, everything
you
else
know,
you said sounded like wah, 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 because I was like, monochromatic? What is that?
Yeah, just jump right in and stop
I'm
me.
With you now. Okay, so after, now we can move forward from monochromatic. Okay, go ahead.
So if you had a room like that, I mean, it might look pretty. You know what I mean? But in a practical application from a feng shui standpoint, you know, it's going to be a little bit unbalanced.
Okay.
You know, because we need that balance of, like, dark and light. And so if somebody had a room like that, one way to add balance could be as simple as adding a piece of artwork that's got a lot of colors in it.
Okay.
You know, so there's a lot of simple things that you can do to really start incorporating feng shui into your home.
Well, let me go back to the colors. Now, are you suggesting that we talked about wealth and wealth was purple?
Right.
So are you saying that in that space where wealth is in my home, you're saying that something needs to be purple, the whole room accent needs to be purple, but if there's no purple there, then maybe my wealth, that's suggesting that my wealth is not doing too well? Or bring that in for me a little more so that I can understand that a little better.
Well, that can be the case. You know, the way that we use colors is to kind of enhance and anchor the energy of that space.
Okay.
You know, basically, in its purest form, feng shui is simply about assessment, assessing what's going on in your life in relation to what's going on in your home. So if someone tells me, like when I go in to do a consultation, or if someone's just picking up a book, you know, wanting to, you know, learn a little bit about feng shui on their own, the first thing that you really want to do is kind of just take, either write it down in a list or, you know, make some mental notes about where are the issues in your life that you're having some difficulty with that you want to move forward.
You know? Okay.
That's where you want to start. You know, it's like, well, maybe my finances are a mess, or, well, you know, I'm just, you know, I have writer's block and I'm not really creative right now, or, you know, not doing good with relationships, or whatever it is. And it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it has to be like in detrimental states. You know, it could be like, okay, things are, you know, they're going okay, but maybe not as quickly as I would like them to.
Okay.
You know?
Well, let's go back to relationships. Let's talk, because, you know, we just talked about a hot show about relationships last week.
I know, last week.
Okay. So what's the color for relationship?
That has to do with the color of pink. And just as one little side note, whenever you read about or we talk about colors in feng shui, like when we say pink, it's not just bright, you know, carnation pink. It's all shades. It could be like a nice rose or mauve or anything like that. So that's one thing to always know about colors. Like, because someone might say, oh, purple, I hate purple. But you talk to them about a deep plum, oh, I love that. You know what I mean? So it can be all shades. And in terms of relationships, and maybe this is a good time to kind of bring up where relationships are within a home.
Yes.
You know, if you were to,
talk about it.
If you were to stand at the front door to your home,
okay.
Or you could just pick a room and just look at one room and stand at the door into that room.
Okay.
The, if you were to envision like a square, like a tic-tac-toe board,
okay.
The back right corner is where relationships would be.
So are you saying back right corner in terms of across from me from where I'm standing?
Exactly. Or, if you were standing at that door, across from you in the back right-hand corner of the house or the room, that's the area that we learn from this map that has to do with relationships.
Okay.
So all your listeners from last week, you want to check out what's going on there?
Back right corner, y'all. The back right corner. You need some pink over there. You're looking for a husband? You need some pink.
Well, and you also, a lot of times feng shui works with symbols in terms of like what's physically there. For example, if someone wanted to enhance relationships, they'd want to put a pair of something in that back right corner.
Woo!
You know, like, and you want to see, and the way that you also do an assessment of your space is you want to see what is existing right there, right now.
Mm.
You know, are, you know, is there a lot of clutter in that space? Is that a room that doesn't ever get used? You know, is that, you know, just a closet or utility room or something like that? Is it a bathroom? You know, what area is it in your home and what's going on there?
Wow.
You know, that's what you want to look at first, is kind of like, you know, before you start making enhancements, you kind of need to look at the awareness of it first, because that's really the main way to start incorporating feng shui, is to just, you know, understand that your home is a mirror reflection of who you are and what's going on in your life, and that your home and your life are related to one another.
Now, that is deep. So you're saying to me that I work outside the home, I might do a whole lot of things outside the home, but when I come in the house and just how my house is, you know, with, you know, taking an assessment of how my house is, it's really going to reflect what's going on in all the areas of my life.
Absolutely. And I always tell people, you know, think about some of like the big picture items in your life. Like, how are you doing financially? How are you doing with relationships? How's work going these days since you have lived in your current space? And then I tell people, now think about all the different places you've lived before that and what was going on there. You know, because each home kind of has like a natural feng shui that exists. So you want to, you know, kind of just mentally take note of, you know, when I was living in that apartment, you know, that's where I met my partner and we got married. Or that's the apartment or house I lived in and we got divorced. Or that house, wow, I landed this great job. The other one, I got laid off, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you start to see, you know, how life is in relation to your homes that you've lived in.
Wow, that's deep. Let me remind them that they can call, listeners, you can call in right now. We have the feng shui expert. expert in the house right here on Living Vivaciously. And that number to call in right now, this woman is on a roll. She want to help you get your relationships together, your wealth together. And she wants to make sure that your house is reflecting who you are as a person, and it's reflecting harmony and motion and all of that. So Heather is here. You can call in at 323-203-0815. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. Wow. Heather, can you just briefly go over I think it was called the Bagua, you were saying, that map. Mm-hmm. Can you go over the different areas of the Bagua? Did Absolutely. I say that right?
Yep, you are saying it just perfect.
Okay, beautiful.
Well, first we have an area that has to do with career, and it has to do with, like, our job titles and really just our journey through life and who we are in the world. There's an area that has to do with helpful people and travel, you know, all the kind of benefactors that aid us along that path in life. There's an area that has to do with children and creativity, which has to do with both the literal birth of offspring and our actual children, as well as the birth of new projects and creative thoughts and ideas. There's an area that has to do with relationships, both intimate romantic relationships as well as business relationships. So that's always an important thing to remember. Those business partnerships, too, get affected by relationships. Okay. There's an area that has to do with fame, which isn't just about Hollywood fame. I know we're on LA Talk Radio, but, you know, it goes beyond just, you know, the little gold statues, but really it's about pure recognition and respect.
Recognition and respect. I like that.
You know,
I like
there's another area that has to do with overall abundance, and it goes just beyond the money aspect. You know, it's everything we need to live a rich life, an abundance of time, of love, of energy, all of that. There's an area that has to do with family, and that's both our immediate and extended family, as well as any non-traditional family units you might belong to. There's an area that has to do with knowledge and self-cultivation, which has to do with getting to know ourselves and our path and our destiny in the world. And then the other area, which happens to be in the center, has to do with health. And it's really about our overall physical and mental well-being. And so those are the 9 main areas that exist within our home that you can map out. And there are a lot of books out there or online, or I have a little e-guide that, you know, people can buy on my website, too, that kind of explains all this and how to map it out. But, you know, it's good to...
Heather, I'm sorry. Can you go ahead and tell us, since you hit on that, how can they get this e-guide? Because I know their ears are going to be burning, and they're going to want to go research everything about feng shui. So if you can give them that e-guide or tell them how to get that e-guide, that's a first step, a powerful first step, is getting your e-guide. Can you tell them how to access
that? Sure. Well, that's just if they go to my website, which has lots of information, and that's www.harmonyinmotion.com.
Okay.
Simple as that. And it's right on, you know, the homepage, and it's easy to find. You know, of course, I feng shui everything. I make sure it all flows so that it's easy to find.
Okay. So go ahead. Well, I was just saying, when you said you feng shui everything, I was going to say, oh, does my website need to be feng shui?
I like your website, actually. But I am kind of conscious of that. And, you know, I'll even do little things, you know, drive some of my friends crazy, but, like, even the way I'll drive. You know, I'll pick a route that is sometimes a little less traffic, you know.
Okay.
It may be an extra 5 minutes, but if it's going to be a much easier drive...
Okay.
You know, I'll take that on my way home sometimes.
Okay.
So harmonyinmotion.com.
You're saying this feng shui way is becoming, it's getting out of friction out of your life. It's learning to flow the way things are supposed to flow and not be resistant. That's what I'm hearing in your dialogue.
Absolutely. You know, basically, you know, we're so out of touch with nature, you know, these days, and kind of like our urban societies. And basically where feng shui was kind of born was, you know, back in ancient China in agricultural times, because that's all there was at the time. You know, it was just based on the land. In fact, just as a little side note, there are a lot of different schools and methods of feng shui, and they all kind of get you to the same place. They all just take a slightly different route to get there. But one of the first was called something called form school feng shui, because it was based on the formation of the land. Mm. People were in tune with the land. And you know what? You know this. Deep down, you know this. Because let's say, I'll give you a few examples. You know, if you were standing out in the middle of a field and it started to, you know, pour, you know, it was starting to rain, torrential downpours, would you stand in the middle of the field? No. You'd go find a tree to stand under, right? To
okay.
give you some
right.
protection.
Right.
You know, there is a natural part of us that knows how to do this. You know, if we're going, let's say, to the beach for the day or to the park for a picnic, what do? We drive into the parking lot, you know, we park our car, we go to our trunks, we get out our blankets and picnic baskets and all that stuff, and we walk to the edge of the parking lot, and what do we all do before we take that next step? And sometimes it's just a quick, like, second in our mind. We scan the park to decide where we want to go sit.
Right.
You know, because we look and we say, oh, you know, it's too crowded over there. I don't want to go over there. And you look to the other way and it's, oh, you know what, there's all the garbage cans over there. We don't want to go over there. But you look, oh, there's a nice shady spot, a nice big tree. Let's go over there. We can have a little sun, a little shade. You know, so there is a natural part of this that we all kind of know, you know, deep down. But, you know, these days, you know, when we are in our, you know, little boxes in our homes, and then we go in our little boxes in our cars to our little boxes at work, you know, we're kind of disconnected to that. So feng shui kind of helps bring it back into a little bit more balance, you know, so that we have more, quote-unquote, supporting trees within our environment.
Okay, okay. I see that. Now, you talked about earlier when you just gave us all the different, for the baguas, mm-hmm. the names of them, the wealth, the fame, the health, mm-hmm. all of that. Now, are there colors associated? Well, we talked about that there were colors associated. Can you give us those colors that are associated with each one of those parts of the house, the baguas?
Sure, I can do that. And then, you know, it's a little, I guess, on air, hard to, like, visualize, you know, the mapping part, that they'll have to kind of do on their own, but absolutely. Wealth has to do with the color of purple, and
okay.
as I said, it's not just like lavender. It could be, you know, deep plum, you know, it doesn't matter. Fame has to do with red. You know, think about, like, red carpet events, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, relationships has to do with pink. And think about it. We all know pink has to do with, like, hearts and love, and, you know, that's kind of like a natural thing ingrained in us. Children and creativity has to do with the color of white. Helpful people and travel are kind of the grays and silvers. Career has to do with, like, black and navy blues. You know, think about, like, all those career people in New York City always wearing black. You know, black power suits, navy power mm-hmm. suits. You know,
uh-huh.
that's always kind of the reminder. Knowledge and cultivation, self-cultivation, that has to do with the colors of blue. Family has to do with the color of green. And health has to do with the color of yellow or earth tones.
Yellow or earth tones.
Earth tones, yeah.
Okay, okay. That's good. Thank you for that. So what would you say? I'm just trying to, you said I stand from the front door and I'm looking mm-hmm. in, so health would be right smack in the middle.
Happens to be the middle square of the tic-tac-toe board.
The middle square. So I'm in the middle square and I don't see anything but big open space. There's nothing there. So what would that indicate?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when it comes to the health area, that is an area that we want to have a little clear and a little open to promote, like, good health. You know, sometimes if it is empty, you know, getting back to what feng shui literally translated means, wind and water, when we make enhancements in feng shui or try and balance things out within our homes, we can work on what I call the wind level or the water level. And if you were to divide your home in half, like, let's say you drew a line along your wall, and think of, like, the bottom half of your home,
uh-huh.
the water, and the top half of the room, the wind level, You know, you can make enhancements on either of those. So, you know, it could be maybe adding an area rug that has some earth tones or yellows in it.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes there is not an actual space to put something. Do you know what I mean? To kind of anchor the energy.
Right.
But really, even just looking at the different areas and, you know, kind of taking into consideration, you know, what your artwork is looking like and, you know, what kind of things are in your home. You know, that's where the power of feng shui comes in, because if things aren't going well, you know, you can kind of make shifts that will harness more empowerment and success on the inside.
Okay. Let me ask you the opposite real quick. So you're saying if you add things and you pay attention to the bagua and all of that and the mapping of your house and where certain things are, we can add more harmony, more flow, more success and all of that. But say we have, is there such thing as having the wrong things that can drain your energy and all of that? Are you also saying that, like, some things don't even need to be there, they just need to be moved or just...
Absolutely. Okay. And in general, I mean, that's what you want to do when you first start applying feng shui, is just kind of think about, you know, is life going the way that you're wanting it to go right now? Or maybe it's going in that direction, but it's not going, moving as quickly as you would want it to. Like, it's taking too long. You know, so yes, there are a lot of things that are draining. For example, let's say you find out where your wealth corner is. Take a look at the artwork. You know, if you've got artwork, like, even though it may be a beautiful painting, but, like, a lot of empty still life, that will signify emptiness in that area.
Wow.
You know, if you have, like, let's say, you know, family harmony is not as smooth as you would like it to be, and you have a piece of artwork that has to do with a battle scene, you know, that's not going to be a good thing in that particular part of your home.
Okay.
So you really want to, I mean, symbols are important. You know, they are a reflection, you know, of who we are and what's going on in our lives. So you kind of want to take note of that.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Now, are there any kind of specific stores that we can go to, you know, a feng shui store that specializes in things like this? Is that, or is it, how does this work? Because I know you're a consultant. Yeah, tell us more about that.
You know, there are, you know, if you go online and you search for, like, feng shui stores, there'll be different websites that come up and stuff like that. And that's fine if you want to add some things, but feng shui really works with any kind of style and decor in your home, and you do not need to go out and buy a lot of things in order to feng shui your house, okay?
Okay.
I specifically try and work with people to utilize what they already have in their homes. You know, when I do a consultation and I go in with someone and we start the walkthrough process where we actually go room by room, inch by inch, and I tell them, like, everything that's flowing well, everything that's kind of blocked, you know, we'll always find different things in different rooms that can be used elsewhere to really promote the energy.
Okay.
You know, so you don't have to go out and buy a lot of stuff. You know, I think that's sometimes a misconception. You can work with a lot of what you already have, and some of it is just a matter of just, it's regular, you know, home decor, you know, that you can buy in whatever your favorite store is.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, this has just really been educational, interesting, and inspiring. I am just, like, burning on the inside to... look up everything I can find about feng shui. This is something else. You have given me the feng shui bug, okay?
It always happens at just the right time, too, when we're ready to, like, start making changes in our lives. You know, it just shows up.
Well, could you kind of recap what we, you know, where we started and kind of give us a recap? Because I can't believe it, but the show will be ending in a few minutes. But you've given us a lot, especially people who are feng shui virgins like I was upon listening to conducting this show. You know, you've given us a lot of information. So can you just kind of recap quickly, you know, some really important things that we can do to get started now, get in our home so that they can reflect a better us and, like you said, that us that wants to go to that next level of success? What can we do, Heather?
Absolutely. Okay, so I always say it's kind of like the top ways to really start applying feng shui in your home today. Number one, understand that there is a relationship between your home and your life. Simple as that. Just understand that there's a relationship. Two, clear the clutter. You know, nothing weighs, you know, our energy down more than a lot of stuff. So even just doing that will help to open things up and get things flowing. Number three, evaluate your artwork and all the decor in your home. What is it really saying? Is it a lot of emptiness? Is it a lot of old energy that isn't reflective of who you are or what you want to be doing? Number four, check your front door. Make sure that it's easy to find, that the number is clear, because really that's where all the energy flows into our home, at your front door. That's like the mouth, you know, where everything's coming in. So you want to make sure that that's kind of welcoming and inviting. And then the fifth thing is to then map out your home using the Bagua map, because it's going to make all those other things that much more empowering to you. Because once you know where the different areas are, number one, you'll understand that specific relationship. You'll know that that clutter is in your wealth corner, for example. You'll know what the artwork is saying in a particular area. So those are really, you know, if someone wanted to start applying feng shui, they can just start with those few tips and just kind of run with it.
That's awesome. And I want to remind the listeners that she has an awesome beginner's feng shui guide that will help you get started. There's no need to looking around on Amazon and all those other places trying to find you. You can go right here to the expert, to the source. Can you tell them again, Heather, how they can get that book from you?
Absolutely. Well, they can go to my website, which again is www.harmonyinmotion.com. And they can, you know, buy and download my little e-guide, which is really just meant to be a how-to manual that's going to help you practically implement some of these tools that we talked about. And I also offer, I do a free Feng Shui Tip of the Month email so people can get on my list. And for those people in the Southern California area, I do on-site consultations and even do distance consultations as well. I have a whole system for that too, for people in other parts of the country. So you can just start there at harmonyemotion.com.
Wow, that is so awesome. And I got one just really quick brief question to ask you. When you do those on-site consultations, and after that, say someone says they want to elicit your help, so is it, you know, what's the ballpark range on how, you know, how much does it cost? Is it millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars? You know, what's the ballpark range you can kind of look to getting a feng shui expert to your home?
You know, it's usually within a few hundred dollars, you know, and it depends on the size of the, it depends on the size of the space, you know, I guess the level of expertise of the person you're bringing in. And, you know, I always tell people, and I even have a note about this right on my website, you know, to find the person that you connect to, you know, because bringing someone into your home, you know, it can be a very personal thing. It can be incredibly rewarding, you know, bringing someone in with like a new set of eyes that can really see the things that you can't necessarily see.
Right.
But yeah, so, and it's really an investment in your home. The way I do consultations, I do it in more of a teaching method. So I don't just walk through a space and say, okay, put this here, put that there, and do this over here. You know, I'm going to make sure that you understand it and can apply it to other spaces and even future spaces.
That is so awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Ms. Heather Meltzer, feng shui expert, certified expert. Let me put that there, certified, okay? Expert, for being a guest today on Living Vivaciously. We are out of time, but once again, you have been awesome. You have truly, truly inspired me, and I know when I'm inspired, the listeners are inspired.
Well,
so
thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you for having me on your show. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. All right. Well, you create a fabulous day. And listeners, I want to see you next week. I want you listening on time at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Central time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Mr. Egan Sanders, who's going to talk about the magic box. So it's heating up. We're on our way. We are soaring. And once again, to reach me, go out and get on my blog, start blogging. You can go to www.spajamaworks.com. That's www.spajama.com. WORKS. Let me know what you need. Let me know what you're thinking. How can we help you persevere past struggle to success? And as always, you have been fabulous. Thank you for being with me. Sam, it's the end of the show, and I'm out the door.
You're listening to Living Vivaciously with Nikisha Michelle, only on LA Talk Radio.